Finally, let's go back to Washington, D.C. to hear from just a few of the more than 1 million people expected to be on the National Mall tomorrow for the inauguration.
My name is Celestine Townsend. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I came because I am 78 years old, and little did I know that I would be still alive when they have one of me in the White House. These are my two lovely dogs. That's Tony, and this is my firstborn, Phyllis. They knew that I wanted to go, but I had no idea that I would be here. And then, surprise, surprise, my kids got us here.
I am Naomi Cox, and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
I'm Josie Matthew, and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
First of all, we saw guys selling buttons, so we bought buttons, right? We're standing in the Park Hyatt Hotel, and a guy comes up to her and says, "Lady, I think somebody took one of your buttons," and laughs.
And
we look, and it's Tom Hanks.
And Tom Hanks,
yes, Tom Hanks, and his wife are walking through. We're like,
I'm so excited.
I'm Marcus Baltazar. I'm from Montreal, Canada. So I came to represent everybody from Montreal to witness this historical event. This will have an impact on our country also. Eventually have a first black prime minister in Canada also. So I had to witness such history in front of me.
Voices from just a few of the people who traveled to Washington, D.C. for tomorrow's inauguration. NPR will have special coverage of the inauguration tomorrow, so we here at Day to Day will be off. We will return on Wednesday, however. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.